You're listening to Sunday Funday. I'm your host, Shauna, and on this podcast, I talk about anything, and who knows what that would be. And sometimes I interview some people, so make sure you listen, and thank you for listening to this episode. But anyways, don't forget to subscribe, review, rate, and share my podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Hello, and you are very welcome to episode 76 of Sunday Funday. I'm Shauna, and you are very welcome to this week's podcast. Coming up in this week's podcast, I'll be rating some school subjects that I do or have done, like in junior cert, etc. So I'll be talking a bit about them. And I'll also be talking, well, giving my opinion on Christmas exams as they're over and done with. And now I can give my final opinion on them. And then I'll finish this podcast by talking about the ick, things that I hate. So if you want to listen to all that, make sure you keep listening to this week's podcast. But before getting to this week's podcast, on last week's episode, I gave a Christmas gift guide and I put to the people on Instagram, what is their ideal Christmas present / like gift, whichever you want to call it. And Mike said he would like a drone. So Mike was the only one that got back to me on that one. So thanks, Mike. And I hope you get a drone. But yeah. Also, don't forget on Martin listeners to take over episode 79. As that episode, usually I'll be recording Saturday night. But obviously I can't record that Saturday night because I'm away at the Two Johnnies, as I said, which is 10th December and the podcast goes out the 11th. So what I'm asking people to do is to get anything sent in by the 4th of December so I can record on the 5th of December because I'm off school that day. So make sure you get everything in as I badly would like, well, not badly need your suggestions because I can just like make a whole new podcast out of the blue, but it's just nice to get listeners involved for a full episode. So it could go crazy. Like they could ask me questions, I could solve problems, who knows. You could send in anything else. I know my cousin Josh sent in something which I'll talk about on that episode. If you're on my Instagram you will have seen it, and can do anything, read out your stories. Now I will bear in mind, because I did get like stories that are like a bit too much for my podcast. Like everyone that's listening has to realise there's people that could be like my mother's age, or there could be people as young as my younger cousins. I have to think of my younger cousins as well. Some things are not acceptable for that age group, let's just say. So just think of all age groups. Like you have to think, like, would your mother listen to this, or would your younger brother listen to this? Would those people listen to it, or would you like traumatise them for life? So yeah, we have to think of all that as well. But yeah, that's all I got to say for this intro. If you want to see more from me, because there'll be so much coming up over the next couple of weeks, obviously clips from like the Two Johnnies or whatever, and then also I'm an ambassador for StudyClicks, which I mentioned on last week's podcast. I'll be posting TikToks for them. I'll be promoting the live stream, promoting the podcast, all that kind of content you'll get to see from me on social media at ShaunaDoll26 on Instagram, TikTok and Twitter. I'm also on Facebook at Sunday Funday. And if you want to get in touch with the podcast, you can at SundayFundayPodcast@yahoo.com. But any longer, let's just get straight into this week's podcast. So on this week's podcast, I decided to rate different school subjects. As I said on last week's podcast, I recently became a StudyClicks ambassador. So I said, you know what, I might do a school kind of topic on the podcast this week, because I think it's been a while since I've done like a school like kind of podcast. Like I've done a few mentioned school a bit, because obviously I'm in school 5 days a week. But I decided to do like a bigger school topic one, because, well, I'm doing two technically, but yeah, it's just because, you know, I may as well celebrate being a StudyClicks ambassador, so let's just go for it. But this topic has been pushed out for a long time, like since the start of fifth year. Like I got the Orange Notebook, which I've talked about before, with all my ideas, and it's been in there since the start I got The Notebook. So I started fifth year. So I was like, you know what? Something has to be done about this. It's been written there for ages. I just haven't come around to do it, or haven't, like, I was like, oh, I'll do it next week. So this is the week I'm going to do it. So I'm going to start off with maths. It's okay. It's not an all right of a subject. It's a subject that people either hate, they're all right with, it's just not their favourite subject. Or there's the people that really love it and they're getting like H1s and H2s and higher level maths. But yeah, the way I look at maths is I don't need it for college. I won't need it from the second week of June of next year. So what's the point of even doing it? But at least I have a bit of maths with me. I can like figure out algebra. But at the end of the day, will I ever need to figure out algebra again? Probably not when I'm going to be talking on radio every day of the week, rather than learning maths every day of the week. So it's just going to change in a few years' time. But anyways, maths can be very hard. Like trigonometry is not my best friend at the moment. Neither is a lot of other things in maths, but I'm all right with it. It's just terribly hard and so hard to understand. Like, I'm able to understand it and do a certain amount of it, but then there's always that one question at the end of like question one or two, whichever one it is. It's like, what on earth am I meant to do here? Like, why is it always like part I of a question? Like, it's so hard. But that's what you're up again in Leaving Cert Maths. But yeah, we just move on. But the good thing is with Study Clicks and all, like, they're able to, they've all the past exam questions. So I was like, and they have the solutions there, which is so handy, because it's not easy to answer those questions. Let's be honest on that one. But anyways, I was never amazing at maths, because like I remember like in fourth class of primary school, like I still have the trauma and everything from it, because like I was in maths, just trying to do my best and all, and the teacher. I'll never go back to fourth class maths, or I'll never go back to primary school in general. Because in fourth class, we went on to long multiplication, right? And this actually came back into my head today because I saw someone do multiplication. They wrote in like on the videos like, better not forget that zero. And the first thing that came to my head was that zero. I could kill the zero, because it was the reason why it was kept in on my lunch break one day. Because the teacher was like, you forgot the zero, you're staying in at your lunchtime. Even though it was a simple mistake. Like, I was only, what, 10? 9? In around that age. I say I was 10. And I completely forgot about the zero, because we were only learning it that day. And obviously maths was like at 10 o'clock that morning. So like by the time it came to 4 o'clock when I was doing homework, I clearly obviously was going to forget about it. So that was a pain. But we move on. And yeah, that was maths. And the teacher, she just kept us in at lunch break for doing a simple like mistake. Like, this is why I'm probably not amazing at maths now, is because of that teacher. But now for the likes of long multiplication and long division, what's the point of even learning every single one of those steps? Well, now you just use a calculator. Like, what was the point? What was the point of all? Like, you have a calculator on your phone. If you have an Apple Watch, you have a calculator on that. Like, what was the point of doing long multiplication and long division? Because now we can just do it on calculator, like it's completely fine. But anyways, move on from maths and move on from Irish. I actually like it, because like Irish is our national language, and it's just something that's so handy to have. Like, I think I said it before in the podcast, I probably did, during lockdown, like, if anyone remembers on Snapchat, there was those Snapchat group chats, which was the highlight of entertainment during lockdown, because, like, it was so boring in lockdown, And obviously for me, I was like constantly wanting to talk to people. I was like, I'm that person. Once I start talking, I can never be quiet. So I was like, what am I actually going to do now? So I started joining these group chats and it was enjoyable. And one night there's these two Americans and they're like, got really bad. Like they were saying, oh, you should die, all that stuff. And I was like, you know what? I have enough of this. These people shouldn't even be saying it to me. And they're insulting me to the ground. I was like, you know what? I'm going to say an insult that they won't even understand. Like there's another American lad in it as well. And he was like messaging me on the background. He was a star in it, but then he realized it got too bad. I was like, oh, I should probably stop. And then he was like messaging me privately. And then I said the insult and he was like, what does that mean? I was like, kiss my ass. Because I was like, I said Paul Mahone. And obviously the Americans didn't know that. I said to the other American lad what I meant. He was like, oh, haha. He like thought it was funny because obviously you wouldn't think that. And I think it's the thing, like someone Googled it before on Google Translate and it was like kiss my toes or something. I can't remember. I think my sister searched it up one time and it was like something else. So that's very interesting. I should probably look that up before the end of this podcast, or maybe I won't because I have nothing near me that's actually switched on by my iPad. I have no internet on that. But anyways, that's Irish. And also, I love Irish so much that I did a history episode. Did like the history of Irish language on a podcast. And if you want to go back and listen to that episode, you can. Episode 73. And it's just like a thing that I like. It can be tricky, but like I'll talk about it on my Christmas exam segment later on in the podcast. But like it can be tricky, but like once you get it. Like it can be hard to remember a few words here and there, but like it's so handy to have. Like you could be abroad. Like I can imagine myself being abroad in a few years, like with a boyfriend or something on holidays, or like with my family, and be like, I don't know. I don't know what the conversation would be. The copafuckle can be fairly handy to have. But that's for Irish. And then for English, I actually enjoy the subject. Like, I learned to enjoy the subject. I think this is a podcast topic I'll be doing in a couple of weeks, or I'll do it eventually, is like trying to learn, like try to convince yourself to enjoy a subject, because it can be something that people start, like with people, like they start to hate a certain subject because it's too hard or it's too difficult or they just don't like it, but they need it for college. And so like, so I obviously knew since the start of fifth year or whatever, I'm going to need an O3. So like I've been putting in the work night, noon and morning, I'm telling you, to get to where I want to be. Obviously, as I said before, I need an O3. But yeah. I find it fairly easy once you get the hang of it and you're putting in the work for it. And yeah, that's basically it. And oh yeah, I'm trying to read my notes here. It's like I can talk about anything in English, like when it comes to the exams or whatever, like the essays, because we're starting to do them this week and the teacher's like, oh, you need to do this A, B and C. And so like we're told like to pick out one, and I chose one with like being a good friend or something. And I was late to start it because I was out Monday. I missed the class Monday. I was only in for half class on Tuesday. But I started yesterday. I did a mind map, like things I'm going to do. And I went up to teach in class. So I'm trying to like focus more on English because obviously I need to improve it. Obviously, just need to improve it by a little bit. But I was like, miss, is this all right? She goes, yeah, that's what I want you to do. Paragraphs, the plan, all that kind of stuff. I was like, thank the Lord I'm going right with this. And that's because like Silly Clicks, I often see like the videos and the podcasts, like how to improve your English essay. So obviously I've been learning from that, seeing it for the last couple of years. So like, you know, things I do see online, I'm more likely to remember. So it was handy and I'm in the right tracks. And as well, like by talking about anything, like with the podcast, I've loads of different topics and all I'm going to be talking about in the future or whatever. And, you know, that's just giving me the benefit for English to talk about anything. Like, the teacher was even saying how some people are like, oh, what do I write about, miss? It's going to be hard. And I didn't have a one bit. I saw the first, like, teacher gave the option of 14 titles, and I just went with the first one. And it was fine. I found it completely easy. And I think that's because of the podcast. So obviously with the podcast, I literally talk about anything. Like, last week I was talking about motivation. This week I'm talking about, like, different school subjects. So, like, you know, I have that bit of, like, benefit, I suppose, when it comes to English. But, yeah, English wouldn't be my great point. I used to get support for it in primary school. So, yeah, I wasn't great at English now, but I was alright, I suppose. But, yeah, that's English. And then for biology / science, it's okay. It wouldn't be my favourite subject, but it's so hard. Like, it would be, like, a subject that I enjoy if it wasn't for, like, how hard it is to learn. Like, I'm still considering doing a higher ordinary, which I'll touch on in a second again. Because, like, you have to study as a subject that you can't wing it, like, say, business, PE, all them subjects. Like, you have to actually sit down and do hours and hours of studying. And it's so hard, like, oh, it's just going to take a long time to actually learn everything for biology. And even at that, I'll probably leave, like, some blanks in the leaving cert. Who knows? Probably will. But, yeah, that's biology. Not going to say a whole lot more on that. And then French. I absolutely hated French. I did it for junior cert. And even at that, I chose to do it. So, like, I didn't have to do it. Like, I could have done, like, history or music or something. No, it was history and science. I could have still done my construction study, construction woodwork. And I so badly regret that. But anyways, we'll move on. Because, like, I really enjoyed woodworking first year because it was an option. But, like, I'll add that in for part two when we do part two. But, yeah, that's French. Didn't like it. It was so hard. Like, I only knew a few words. I don't know how I was able to write, like, a bit of an essay for it in junior cert. Maybe it's because I probably learned off Google Translate and half of it was probably wrong. Like, every bit of French homework we got, Google Translate was my best friend. Like, as, like, you know. But, like, compared to Irish, like, I was able to learn that a lot easier than French. Probably because, like, you do it since you're in, like, junior infants and, you know. Like, I rarely use, like, Google Translate when it comes to Irish. It might be, like, if I need to find one or two words. But other than that, like, it's my own stuff. So, like, you know, that's just the joys of French. It's so hard. So, like, I just had to give it up for leaving cert. I was like, if I do this for leaving cert, I'm going to fail. Because, like, I was surprised for my junior cert mock for French. I actually passed and got 50%. How in the god names I got that, I don't know. So something must have been working. Maybe it was the Google Translate. But anyways, that was French. And then we'll move on to music. One of my favourite subjects. I love music. Like, I love it. I love it. It's such an easy subject for me. I don't know why it's easy, but it is. But yeah, I always liked music since first year. Like, we rarely did it in primary school. Like, we did music generation, but that was it, like. And then when we did music, it was with this choir, and it was with that same teacher I had for maths in four class. And as I said, it wasn't really the best of times in four class. So, you know, we move on from that. But music is just so easy. It's my easiest subject in school. And I love the theory. Like, I'm so weird when it comes to subjects like PE, music, anything like that. I just prefer the theory, like, doing the work for it. But when it comes to performing, I'm all right at. But, like, I'll never sing solo. Not a hope in hell I'll sing solo. Like, oh, no, I just don't like singing in front of people. Like, I'll sing in the choir, no problem. But if I'm playing the guitar on the song, like, I would never sing with it. Like, no, I'll never sing on my own. And another thing is with me with guitar, right? The teacher's teaching, like, picking, and I'm able to get the picking with her, but I can never get it on my own. Like, I'm just so wet because, like, I'm just weird when it comes to music. I have, like, even when it's strumming, like, there's no, like, I do Wagon Wheel. That's the only song I'm really good at the moment. And I do it, and I don't even know what strum and pattern I'm doing. It's because I pick it up by ear. I don't know. I don't know if it's normal, but like teachers like try and teach us to pick in, and I'll get at the hang of it in class, and I'll come home and like, what am I even doing? So we just move on, and I won't be doing picking for Lehman's there with that one. It's just the way I am. Like, I just listen more than I would with strumming. Like, it was the same with ukulele if I'm playing it, but I haven't played it in a while. I should probably pick that back up for Lehman's there, because like, I was really good at that. But we'll have to wait and see. Like, Riptide for my junior cert was amazing. Or was it Riptide or Shotgun? It was one of those two anyways. But then when it came to my music junior cert exam, it got cancelled. And you needn't take a second guess on why that was cancelled. Just Google, why was music and home ec exams cancelled in 2020? I wonder why. But yeah, that's music. And then PE / Leaving Cert PE, whichever you call it. I love this subject. Like, I like the practical, I don't mind it. It's like an introduction to sports. You get to learn new skills that you have that you might not know when you had before. You learn about sports that you could like. Like, I learned that this is where the love for camogie came from. I actually don't know where that came from. I just like, something went off my brain. I was like, we're going to start camogie now. But yeah, that was camogie and all that. But PE just teaches you to everything, like badminton, tennis. There's been volleyball. I actually enjoyed the volleyball. It's actually kind of fun. But even though I'm like terrible at it. But anyways. Again, as I said with the music, I really like the theory. And the same with PE. Like, I'm just weird. Like, I just enjoy theory. Like, just like doing work, like, you know, I have this podcast and I put so much effort into it. Also, I was looking at sound effects on Anchor. I was like, if when I have more time after leaving, sir, I'm going to put in so many sound effects when I'm talking. Like, I'm so excited for it. But yeah, leaving, sir, has to get done first. But anyways, and as well with leaving, sir, PE, there's so much logic and common sense into it. Like, you study, but like when it comes to like, say, like the case study and things like that, they're so easy because like you're using your common sense. Like, I remember there's one, and I remember the two Johnnies like talking about it on their like GAA breakfast, like back. Oh, it was 2020 when like the GAA was like being played in winter. And they're saying how Limerick looked like they're throwing the ball instead of hand passing. And ever since then, when it comes to anything like that, when I have to write about cheating in sport, like gamesmanship, I'm like, I'm going to do that. Limerick can pass. You got it. You've given me a leaving cert example for a PE, but it's just so handy. Like, but yeah, off topic there. But like, as I said, like logic, common sense, and things that you see every day, like with the GAA and also, that's what I really enjoy about it. Like, if you're in a sport and you do Leaving Cert PE, it just makes it 10 times easier because you're able to refer to everything, like, you know. But yeah, so like, as I said, like, you study, but it's not a whole lot, it's mainly common sense. And as well with Leaving Cert PE, like, some of the parts link in with biology. And then as people know, like, I was a coach for the last two summers. And obviously for coaching, I had to do a course. And the things that was done in those coaching courses is linking in with PE as well. It's like, I remember there's the SMART goals. There's like loads of things that I did for the GAA coaching. I was like, this is so handy. Like, you know, it's just perfect. And yeah, that's Leaving Cert PE. I love it. Like, there's no regret that I chose it. And like, it came up against home ec, which I'll talk about in a second. I was like, I love home ec. I loved home ec. But I'm glad I didn't choose home ec because so many people say it's so hard. But I'll talk about that in a second because I'm going to talk about business first. Business is another subject that I love. Is logic and common sense again, which is so handy. Kind of reduces the time you spend studying. And also, even if I am studying for business, it's my favourite subject to study. And I know next year is going to link in a bit with my college course as well, with marketing and all, which I'm so excited for. But like, business is just that subject. I just love it. And it's also so handy to have, especially if you're doing LCVP, because, which I'll talk about LCVP in a moment, but they just link in so well with each other. It's just so handy. Also, I did really well in my junior cert mocks, what I was studying, because like, when I came to junior cert, like, there was so much on my mind. Like, I lost my dad, like, in second year, the end of second year. So I was like, you know what, I'm not going to put any stress on myself. I'm not going to study until after the mocks. And even at that, I didn't even have to study. I had no junior cert. But I didn't really study for the mocks, because I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do the mocks the way they are, and I'll be able to know where I'm at. Like, what am I struggling with? What am I going to have to learn for the actual junior cert? Even though a week or two after the mocks, we're into lockdown for 2 weeks that turned into 6 months. But yeah, I'm able to learn as I go along in business. That's what I'm trying to say here. But like, I did really well in junior cert mocks I was studying. So like, it's that subject that I enjoy. I'm able to learn as I go along. And yeah, it's also a handy subject. And yeah. I'd study and helps with grades as well. I need to start making my notes more rememberable. Like, I even wrote these like half an hour ago, and I'm trying to remember what is meaning with that. But anyways, moving on to home ec. As I said, I did this up in the junior cert. It came against Leaving Cert PE. And I was really good at home ec. But when I came to picking and choosing at the end of TY, like, there's so many people after sitting Leaving Cert the end that year and all, and the year before, I was like, you know what? What's the point of even sitting this when people aren't giving a positive review about it all? So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to stick with the Leaving Cert PE, because I hadn't heard many people do it, because obviously it was a new subject and lockdown. There wasn't much of opinion for it. But yeah, that was home ec. And yeah, also, as I said, with the music particles, they are cancelled. They're also cancelled for junior cert. I was going really well for the practical. Like, I was so prepared. I got a matching bowl, a matching plate, and a matching cup of water. Got everything matching, was going to look really well. So I got a vegetarian option. So I was like doing vegetable soup for starters and cold cannon for main course, because like, all I had to do was chop up vegetables, spuds, throw them all into two different saucepans. There you go. There's your food. Off you go. I obviously have to blend up soup. But anyways, it was so handy. I was so prepared. I was so looking forward to it. Then bang, COVID came. I was like, oh, you don't have to do your junior cert practical now. I was like, give me back the money for the plate, the cup, and the goddamn bowl. But yeah, I did well in junior cert home ec as well, so can't really complain. I also remember learning about the egg. Like, the egg was so interesting. Like, I don't know why I found it so interesting. I think it's because we, like, the teachers showing demonstrations, it was taught really well to us, and I just remember that home ec class really well, like learning about the egg. But yeah, obviously I preferred sports options as well, like with GAA, and also obviously I gave up the home ec and did Leaving Cert PE. Last subject I'm going to do for this podcast. The next one will just be like ones from listeners and all. And I'll ask them for their opinion, put it up onto Instagram. I might just put it on the start of next week's podcast, because I don't think it'll be much anyways. But yeah, LCVP, the coursework is so easy. Like, I just really enjoy LCVP if there wasn't for the portfolio. It's just painful and annoying, because there's so much work that goes into the portfolio and takes up so much time. But yeah, we're nearly there with the portfolio and all. It's like business, as I say, like, it just links in so well with it, and it's just basic logic and common sense. Like, the career and enterprise sections is my favorite in LCVP, because like, I can either talk or link back to myself, which makes it so handy, because there's little like study I have to do. Like, I know for the career investigation, there's been on that in our Christmas test, and it was so easy. I just talked about radio presenting and podcasting for like every question. So like, it was so handy. But yeah, as I said, I want listeners to get in touch with this and give me their opinions on different subjects. You can let me know, SeanAdile26 on Instagram, TikTok and Twitter. I'm also on Facebook at Sunday Funday. And if you want, you can email the podcast at SundayFundayPodcast@yahoo.com. So last week, as I did like briefly mention on last week's podcast, I had my Christmas exams. So I'm just going to go into depth on how I think I did, or like just share my results and give my opinion on that exam. Overall, I think all exams went fairly well. I know I could have done better in a lot of subjects, but there's just so much distraction, I just couldn't focus, and there was so much on my mind, so like, but yeah, I was happy with everything, I can't complain. Leaving Cert should go well if I continue the way I'm going without getting many distractions, but anyways, and it all comes down to motivation, like, which I talked about in episode 73, which you can go back and listen if you wish. But yeah, I can't complain, happy with them all. I'm going to start off at maths. I'm not sure what I got, haven't got my exam back, I'm scared to see it. The teacher said everyone's first, like, two questions, did everyone pass? So I was like, okay, that's actually good. But, like, the rest of the exam was just awful. It was just horrible. Like, I don't know if it was actually sitting ordinary level or actually or higher level, but it was so hard. Like, as I said, maths was never my greatest subject. But for the leaving cert, like, I'm just happy if I pass it because, like, I don't need it for college. And, like, at the moment, the course points is 280. So, like, I'm at the, like, at the moment, I'm happy where I'm at. Like, at, I'm going to be, I'm able to get, like, at least over, like, high 300 points to 400. Like, I'm at that point if I do go the way I'm going. But I know maths could improve anyways, definitely. Like, once the course is complete and all, like, it's just going to be so much easier. As I said, like, there are hard topics as well. So, like, that's why I think I could do better in the actual leaving cert, but who knows, we'll have to see. I think the mocks for maths will be the complete, like, oh, I need to work on this or whichever. So, yeah, that's going to be the mocks. And I'll just give me a proper answer on what I'm able for and what I'm not able for, or what I need to do for maths to improve. As for Irish, I couldn't study. I was so distracted, and I was also studying for music because I had that the same day as Irish, and I actually surprised myself. Like, I thought I was going to do a lot worse for Irish, but I thought I'd failed, but I got 51%, like, which I'm happy with, because, like, that's a H5, and that's what I'm trying, kind of aiming for in my leaving cert. So, like, I can't complain with that. Like, H5 for me is good in Irish. So, like, I'll be happy if I get that in leaving cert, you know? So, like, and as well, like, I'm also getting grinds for Irish. Because my school is, like, providing jumping grade and all. So, I was like, you know what, I'll do it for Irish. Even though I should have put English down, but I thought it was going to be alright with English when I was applying for it. But anyways, we'll move on. And I know, like, that grade for Irish is probably going to move up to, like, H4, maybe a H3. Like, I'll be happy with that, like, you know. And it's higher level Irish as well. So, like, it's not as, like, it's really easy or anything. So, like, you know, I can't complain. And then for English, I did okay. Like, I needed to put in a bit more work for English. As everyone's known, I need an 03. And I got an 04, which at 60%, which I'm 10% off, which is so frustrating because I know I need the 03, but it's just so hard to get there. But hopefully I'll get there. But yeah, that's English. Then for biology, I'm actually proud of myself. I'm proud of myself. I got an 45%, which I think that's an 06, I think. I'm happy with that. I'll take that. Because, like, it's not often that I actually pass biology. And that 45%, a pass, I'm happy with that. That's a H6. And that's what I'm aiming for in Leaving Cert. It's either pass biology at higher level or get like a 4 or 5. And even at that, like H6 is the same as a 2 in biology. So like I'm happy with that. So yeah, that's biology. Now for business, I haven't gotten my results back for that yet. It's the same as Irish. I was so distracted when I was studying. And I haven't gotten my results back on that. But I don't think I did as good as my usual score because, as I said, I was so distracted, couldn't properly study. And I'm so annoyed about it because, like, as I said, business is one of my favourite subjects and I feel like I did terrible in it. But anyways, as I said, I haven't got my results back. So I was so annoyed with it, though. I couldn't properly study. So, yeah, we'll move on from that. And music, it actually went well. I did little to no studying because I was like studying both Irish and music the one night. Like I studied the two of them over midterm and all, but I knew I was needing a lot more for it. And it came to the end of the night, it was getting late. I was like, you know what, I'm going to give up and just chance it. And I think I did fairly okay. Like listening is just so handy for me. Like it just gives you that bit of extra confidence on it all. So yeah, that was music, and I think I did all right with it. Like, we're given a full Leaving Cert paper, so, like, if I got, like, 50% or 60% in that, I'm taking that. I'm happy with that, because, like, then if I'm getting, like, 50, 60%, I'm like, okay, that's an actual Leaving Cert paper. I'm going to be able to improve on that. So, like, you know, it's just going to be so much handier. But, yeah, I haven't got my results back on that yet either, but I think I did well. Like music is my good subject, but yeah, I also did LCPE, the MSRPE. I did well. As I said, it's a subject that I enjoy. Teacher said to me, "Well, gosh, I know it's 70-something%, like it's early 70s." So I was like, I was delighted with that. I was explaining to where I went wrong, and I was like, it was so simple mistakes. Like, I was like, you know, it's just, like, disappointing. But I got H3. And, I feel like I could, like, obviously it's giving me that, like, I know I'm probably going to get H3 in Leaving Cert anyways if I'm getting H3 now. So, like, I'm delighted with that. Like, H3 is good. Like, I was expecting, like, H4 in that. But, no, got H3 and I'm delighted because it's my best score so far. And, like, H3 in the actual Leaving Cert is going to be amazing. And I feel like I could end up getting a H2 maybe for the Leaving Cert. But yeah, that's Leaving Cert PE. And then for LCVP, I think that went well as well. Like the career investigation was the easy part. Just spoke about the career I'm wanting, the course I'm going to do, like all that kind of stuff. Which is radio presenter / podcaster, which I talk about a lot on this podcast because that's the main goal. And obviously I'm going to be talking about that a lot. So I'm happy with that. And then for the voluntary bit, I forgot a lot of that stuff. Like not a lot, but it was stuff that I kind of guessed the answers for. But I haven't got my results yet, but I think I did all right in it. But yeah, that's my Christmas exams, how I feel, how I think they went. And I think it's just put a real eye-opener on how the actual Leaving Cert will go. Like, I feel like when it comes to Leaving Cert, it's going to be higher results than this again. Because, like, I do put a lot of work into studying and all because I know what I want. So, like, I'm going to predict that I'm going to get at least 400 points in the Leaving Cert. Like, I'm happy if I get, like, 380, but, like, I know I can do a lot more than that. So, it's just going to be exciting where I'll end up. So, yeah, I guess I'll see, like, this time next year what I'll get in Leaving Cert. Like, I should come back to this topic when I get the Leaving Cert results, like, which won't be this time next year, it'll be, like, sooner, but you know the drill. But, yeah, it's so weird that I'm actually doing this, but, yeah, I'm just rambling on here now, and, yeah. That was my opinion on my Christmas exams. So a lot of the time I see on the likes of TikTok, Reddit, Twitter, the ick. things that people absolutely hate about something. So I'm going to talk a bit about it, give my icks on what I think I just don't like. Well, what I think, what I don't like, more like it. So I'm going to start off with a phone, with phones in general. Particularly when you're with other people. Now, I don't mind if you have to, like, text your ma, say, oh, I need to be collected, or something that's really important. Like, other than that, no. If you're on your phone in front of another person when you're with them, it's just pure ignorance. Like, I just find it so rude. I absolutely hate it when people are on their phone and in front of other people, you're like, like, especially when you decide to meet up with someone or they want to meet up with you, it's just so annoying. Like, the tense of the feeling of tension in my body when that happens, or when I even talk about it, it's just no. It's so awkward, especially when, like, you're trying to have a conversation with someone that, and they're on their phone and they're like, are they even listening to me, or why am I even talking to this person when they have their head in a phone texting someone? That's not me, because I'm obviously sitting there in front of them. Which, that is so annoying, but we just move on. But yeah, that's the thing. And speaking with others, there's so many things that can get annoying, especially when the other person is controlling, Oh my god. I obviously told the story of being controlled by a person online on episode 65. Well, it was like second half of the story, but I played the first half of the story anyways. The person was saying, I should do this, I should do that, you shouldn't be friends with them, you shouldn't get a relationship, blah, blah, blah. And then they came back to me and said, oh, I got a boyfriend, blah, blah, I don't care, blah, blah, blah. Like, obviously, bitch. Sorry for the language, I shouldn't say that, but like, I hate when people are controlling like that, especially that person when they were trying to control me. It was online, I didn't even know that person, like, we haven't met in person, and we're kind of friends, but I was like, would you stop controlling me, like, I'm 17, nearly 18 years of age, I know what I'm actually doing with myself. So yeah, controlling is just the most annoying, and that one thing that I absolutely hate. Like, if I was in a relationship, I wouldn't be like having to rely on the partner or something, like, to say, oh, it's all right if I go out, blah, blah, blah. Grand if I have a child or whatever and I'm the mother, but like when you're young and when you have nothing else to be doing, like, it's kind of annoying when you have to kind of ask permission to go out. Like, you know, I just hate being controlled like that. But yeah, that's controlling. Another thing is vaping. I absolutely hate vaping. This is absolutely disgusting. Like, I often seen TikToks lately, I'll be like, someone in the car like peeling off the window, be like, oh, don't vape in your car. That's absolutely disgusting what comes off the windows. But like, not other than that, right, because I'm just weird and I just hate scented / perfumed things. Like, I absolutely hate it. When there's too much of it, I physically can't breathe. It's just me though. Like, when it comes to those things, I hate it. It's like, I know what Build-A-Bear, like, they offered, like, scents. I was like, I smelled them all. I just couldn't stand the smell of them. Like, they're grand smells, but I just couldn't have it in a bear. Like, if I was cuddling that bear, like, I couldn't, like, breathe when I'm cuddling that bear kind of thing. But yeah, that's vaping. It's just disgusting. It's a big turn off for me. I just hate it. And then perfume, deodorant, like spraying it in a place, like, especially in school, when someone takes out their like can of deodorant, like Lynx or perfume, and they like whatever, spraying a little bit because it'll be fine, it'll dead in a few minutes. Well, anyways, whenever you spray deodorant or whatever, it'll be dead in a few minutes. But when it's so much and it's so strong, especially with Lynx, because obviously, like, I wouldn't be smelling Lynx every day of the week, only in school, like, and it'll be like once in a while, and obviously I wouldn't be used to Lynx, because obvious reasons, there's only females in my house. So like, obviously I'm kind of not gonna, like, I'm gone out of use of not smelling deodorant in my house, like Lynx. So like, you know, people need to be considerate of other people when out-sprayed or perfumed deodorant. Like, it's so strong. And you have to think of people, some people that don't like it. And even, like, you know, even the teachers are starting to give out about it lately. Like, some teachers be like, a bit much there, love. But you move on. But yeah. Like, I don't mind you spraying it, but go outside or go to the bathroom if you want to spray it, because Jesus, that stuff is strong at times. Another thing I absolutely hate is bullying. It's just, if you're someone that bullies another person, I don't want to be around you. It's just a horrible thing to do. Like, I've been there, witnessed that for so many years in primary school that wasn't sorted. Like when you reported it, the teachers would be like, oh, the person's only messing, it's only a joke. It's not a joke when a child is absolutely crying every day because they hate it. Like, I hated primary school because of people. Like, because either, like, ignored or bullied, one or the other. And even at that, the teachers weren't great either. So if it wasn't a student, it was a teacher. So, you know, like, there's some really good teachers in primary school, don't get me wrong. But majority of them, like, I have many good primary school stories, if I'm being honest, which I am. So that's one thing about it. And another thing is, like, when you, like, the teachers, like, it was like the teachers never cared, is what I'm trying to say here. And, like, as I said, I came home crying, blah, blah, blah. And nothing was done until I stood up for myself at cool camps. Like, I was in first year, like, I was even out of primary school. Like, I had to wait till I was finished primary school for things to be sorted. Like, how annoying is that? Like, but yeah, we just move on. And also with that, the cool camp story, I don't need to repeat it. It's been said a good few times on this podcast. So if you wish, you can go back and listen. I forget which episode it was. I say it was on one of the GAA episodes anyways, for definite. Or it was, I can't remember. I know there is an episode named of that. So go back and you should find it there somewhere. And also, like, this, like, being bullied in primary school and it not being reported or not being dealt with. Obviously, when I came to coaching, and when there was a kid and there was a bit of bullying going on, and, like, I wasn't going to wait around and it not be sorted, because it's not fair on the kid. The kid's going to probably suffer in years to come. Like, they might be a bit, like, awkward when they're out socialising, all that sort of stuff. I just taught myself now, if this isn't dealt with now, how is that child going to be, like, in 5-10 years' time? So, like, you know what? I'm going to deal with it. So I sat all the kids down that are involved with it. I was like, I didn't shout at them because, like, I know when I shouted at a child, I wouldn't eat. And it was just lunchtime anyway. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to shout at these kids because I don't know what their background or how they react to things is like. So, like, you know, I sat them down and I spoke it out kindly to them. I didn't treat it as a childish way, but I thought, like, gave it to them as a grown up enough way. Like, they were like 7-8 year olds, but I treated it as if they're a bit older, because, like, kids are just going to remember the times where they're being bullied or anything like that. Children never forget. It was one thing my mother always said to me, and she was right. So I was like, you know what, I'm not going to shout at these, like, you know, it's just kids, they don't understand a whole lot. But I also know shouting, bullying with kids can have long-term effects, as I just refer to myself as now. Because, like, you know, it's just horrible. Like, it happened in primary school, and it's how people react. People react in different ways, and especially kids. Like, even now, if I was shouted at, I would not eat my food, especially if it was before break. Like, I could be starving, I just wouldn't be in the mood to eat my food. Like, completely gone off my mind. So that's why I had to really think on how the children could feel. Because I remember being in four class, and it was nearly every day. Like, teachers keeping me in at break, for making a simple mistake, my homework, and just one question wrong. And she'd be like, you stay in now till you get that question answered. Like, bear in mind, this was probably against the law because there was no supervision. Well, it was against the law, but, you know, and even, like, it took ages. Like, I was going home crying, starving every day from school, because, like, as I said before, like, I did talk about this before, like, I was, like, what, 10 years old, coming home, empty stomach, at 6 o'clock, I spoke about this before, and I'd be starving. Like, and this could have like turned into long term effects, but luckily it didn't. But like, it could, like, teachers, coaches have to think on how children react. But obviously in primary school, that didn't happen for me. Like, it was never sorted or anything like that. So like, so when the kids came up and said, oh, this person's being mean to me, it's been going on all week, it happens in school all the time as well. So I was like, you know what, get that person for me and I'll talk it out with you. And the kid went over to what the person that was kind of bullying over or whatever. I was like, do you know what you're doing? And the girl like, what am I doing? What have I done? I was like, I asked the child to explain, the child that was being like hurt, whatever, to explain it. And they're like, then I asked, did you actually do that? And obviously when you ask a child and you look straight into their eyes, they're like, yeah, I did it. Like, they're guilty. Like, instead of shouting, you just give them a stare. And like, you know, and that was the Wednesday and everything was fine for the rest of the week. And I think it's because of the experience. If like the teachers I had in primary school, they mightn't have been bullied. That kind of thing, you know. So, yeah, that was just bullying. Just went on a ramble there, thinking of like kids when I was coaching and all. But you always have to think outside the box and think of your own experiences and how they could be affected, like, mentally in years to come. But, yeah. Also, negativity. I absolutely hate that too. It just ruins the positive vibes just going around the place. Like, you can be positive and then someone comes in and says something and it just ruins that positive vibe. TikTok comments as well, they're so negative comments. Like, now sometimes they might come to bullying, you want to say, because it'll be consistent, but if it was once every so, like, once off, it's like, that's negativity. Like, these comments on my page is usually positive, but your comment is just after ruining it all. So you have to think, be more positive when it comes to things. And also, if you're struggling with positivity, I actually recommend, because like, he was on the podcast as well, Stephen Quinlan, he was on episode 40, Mind Matters Fitness, and he does the game, positive affirmations, gratitude, all that sort of thing. It's amazing, all on his social media, Mind Matters Fitness. Check him out, like, he is incredible at what he does. Because obviously negativity is not great on the mind or mentally, it just, it's mentally draining. Like, I know between second, third year, start of fourth year, I was kind of negative about a few things. But since then, like, I started doing things I enjoy, I'm more positive myself, I'm more happy, and it's helped a lot. Like, school wouldn't be my favourite place on earth, and I will be honest about that. There's so much stories to come on with that in the future. But, you know, by having a positive mind outside of school, doing things you enjoy, does help school a little bit, which I'll be talking about that in a few weeks, because it's one of the things that's came in for the episode 79, which I'll be doing in a few weeks. But yeah, just positive mind is so much better than negativity. And even if you are a negative person ruining a positive vibe, try blend in with the positive vibe. Like, once you act on, like, fake it until you make it, like, you know. But yeah, that's negativity. Like, if you're, I know, that's just not my thing. Also, this thing will be a future podcast topic, which is school. Like, not school in general, but things in school. Like, there's so much I'm going to be talking about next year. As I said, I'm waiting until I finish school, because I'm not going to do it while I'm in school and those things are around me, but we'll move on. There's such a long list of things to do, like, between everything you can think of. And I feel like that episode that I do of me saying everything I hated about school is going to be so therapeutic, and I think it's going to go over more than one episode. It's going to 3 episodes, so like, it's going to be such great content I'm going to have next year, and I'm so excited for it. But yeah, at the moment, what I'm going to say, I've said it, and it's kind of nice to get all that off my chest. I'm actually kind of excited to do it for all the school topics as well. But yeah, if there's anything that you find that you have the ick, like, what's your ick, let me know, SeanAdoll26 on Instagram, TikTok and Twitter. I'm also on Facebook at Sunday Funday. And if you want, you can email the podcast at sundayfundaypodcast@yahoo.com. We are now at the end of episode 76 of Sunday Funday. And I'd like to say thank you all so much for listening to this week's podcast, as it is very much appreciated. Don't forget to follow me on social media, SeanAdoll26 on Instagram, TikTok and Twitter. I'm also on Facebook at Sunday Funday. And if you want, you can follow the podcast, email the podcast at sundayfundaypodcast@yahoo.com. Also, if you want, you can subscribe, review, rate and share my podcast if you like, as will be very much appreciated. I'm trying to grow the podcast listeners to 5k before the end of the year. I'm after losing my diary. Well, haven't lost it. It's still at the old house. And I'm actually wanting it to see how I'm going with my goals so far this year. I want to know where I'm at, but yeah, hopefully I get that soon. That's not it for this week's podcast. Don't forget to get your stories, questions, problems, anything else you want to control. Episode 79 of Sunday Funday, which will be coming up in 3 weeks' time, day after the True Arena. So, like, when I'm still in bed, you can be all listening to that podcast. Because, as I know, I'd either be really excited or really tired that day. But make sure you keep your ears out for that one. I forget what else I was going to say there. Don't forget, the 27th, 28th and 29th of December, I'm going live, all in aid of cancer research. So if you want, you can check that out. Check all the information out. It's all on my social media. It's all there. Linked in the bio, everything. Social media, SeanAdoll26 on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook at Sunday Funday. And make sure you keep an eye on the TikTok, because that's the place where it'll be going on. That's it for this week's podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It's very much appreciated. And I'll be back next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. So make sure you tune back in. And I'll chat to you all next week.